Scott Brower_13 or at Steen on Sports. Or at 1700 The Champ. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ as well. Andrew's about 0.2 miles away from here, so we'll get him in here as soon as he said, oh, it's at a standstill. So it must be, yeah.
Wait, we're going to say what, service at the bar? Or
exactly. what else do I have? Oh, this segment. I did that one. Let's do DMOS. DMOS, helping you get back to living through orthopedic care. They can take care of any of your injuries, especially if it's an injury that just happens. You can get in. No appointments are needed. You can actually go online to DMOS.com, and you can see what the wait times are at their location in West Des Moines and at their location in Ankeny. Right now, that location in Ankeny is closed. I think they close at 3, but the West Des Moines location is still open. No appointment needed, but you also can call and get an appointment as well. A lot of specialty doctors there. They specialize in foot, ankle, hand, upper extremity, hip, knee, shoulder, spine. I need to split those two up because I always go spine, the shoulder spine. yeah. Trauma, sports meds, and urgent care injuries. The other thing they do is they help local colleges and local high schools and take care of a lot of their PT and, you know, to take a look at stuff after it happens during sports at the high school level, which is really cool. And it's pretty helpful. So
specialists doing special things.
They are that. DMOS, Des Moines Orthopedic. Okay. Before he comes in here, let's talk a little hockey. We are in the Eastern Conference Finals and the Western Conference Finals.
So we got tonight Oilers and the Colorado Avalanche for the West. And let me look here. Colorado is favored.
That first game of the Oilers Avalanche was 8-6. Yeah. That's the I can't even say that because sometimes a 1-0 hockey game is crazy to watch too.
Right.
But an 8-6 hockey game. And these are some, if you turn into the Oilers and the Avalanche, you're talking about some big, you're talking offensive lineman size guys on skates.
Right.
Playing hockey.
They're agile as a ballerina on the skates.
I mean, it's crazy.
So you said that, it was 8-6. So those 1-0 games, if you will, you go to those. And it's shot after shot watching the goalies just go crazy. Exactly. I mean, that is just
with Edmonton, you have McDavid and Avalanche have always been known for their offensive capabilities. Rangers won the first game against the Hurricanes. This is just a year where you get the Rangers, you get the Avalanche. I mean, it's going to be cool. I'm not the biggest hockey dude in the world, but it's one of those things. Not even sure I knew when hockey was on. I flipped.
Rangers and Lightning.
Is that who it is?
Yeah.
What did I say? I said Hurricane. I didn't mean Hurricane.
No,
Rangers and Lightning.
You threw me off there. I'm like, whoa.
No, that was on Monday. That's to get where they were. So right. Rangers right. and Hurricanes.
No, because we had Wednesday night was the Lightning and the Rangers. It was 6-2.
They won
6-2. And this leads me to my little stat, if you will, here.
Hit me.
Okay. So now we've got the Rangers leading 1-0 in the East. We've got the Colorado Avalanche leading 1-0 in to the Oilers in the West. So tomorrow's game of the Lightning and Rangers. Mm-hmm. The Lightning have 3 titles. Okay, everything that they've gone through to get there, they have never lost 2 games in a row in postseason.
Really?
Okay. So where's your money?
Hold on.
No.
I'm not even looking at that. I'm seeing where so that's a Friday. Is that a Friday game?
Yep.
So it's at New. I think I'd take the Rangers at home.
Okay. So you're saying the Lightning are finally going to lose 2 in a row in postseason.
And if you want to see somebody, even though they lost the first game, if you want to see somebody that is a little bit Mario Lemieux and a little bit of Wayne Gretzky, that is Connor McDavid from the Edmonton Oilers. Big, agile. I saw him take a puck. He's coming down on a one-on-one. Take a puck on his right-hand side, bring it back and shoot the ball between, or shoot the puck
shoot the ball.
Between his legs as the guy dove to the right, thinking he was going to take it with the right, and took it back around himself and shot it between. Kid's amazing. Oh, yeah. He's probably 24 years old.
I know. So
unbelievable.
I'm probably going to watch me a little Lightning and Rangers.
I like that. You get the, and we're going to talk about this, you get the Golden State Warriors, Boston Celtics tonight.
Yep.
So many different ways these games can go. I think you have to get the, I don't think you're going to know a winner until after the first four games. I think they're going to split the first four. And then see who's playing better. I'm very curious.
Are you're NHL or NBA?
NBA. I'm okay. Very curious to see how it's all going to play out.
Well, that's why we got Andrew coming in. Yeah, I mean, his perspective is.
We did want to talk a little bit about Chris Murray.
Yep.
Coming back, and I was 50-50 because I could have talked somebody into doing either or. I could have talked somebody into saying he has a ceiling because they've seen Keegan's ceiling.
Okay.
His floor probably is a lot higher because he didn't play like Keegan did last year, but I think he's just always been a little bit behind of the two. He's been oh my gosh, I'm like, Scott, what do you have going on?
I don't have anything going on, as always. Yeah. Oh, wow.
It's me as always. But I could have seen a team that had a first-round pick and a second-round pick, an early second-round pick, going, okay, his brother is a number five pick.
Right.
If I can get him at this point, I don't have to pay him as much. I can keep him. He can go to the G League. He can do all kinds of different stuff. I think somebody got to him and his dad and said, listen, if he's on the same trajectory, he's going to be in the same spot. And I think from watching them last year, I think he can do it. Now, I don't think he has as much talent around him as Keegan did last year.
Right.
Number one reason is because there's not another Chris Murray on the team
right.
that can kind of be his you know, Batman and Robin and as much. And I've said this many times. I am not a fan of Jordy Bohannon because he isn't a person on a team I root for. I don't root against, but he's not on the team I root for because I'm an Iowa
right,
State fan. So
right.
if I was playing somebody else, I'm in. Jordy Bohannon not being on that squad is going to change that squad because when push came to shove and somebody was smacking him in the mouth, that was the one dude that you knew would go right back in and smack somebody in the mouth.
Right.
And I actually think that Connor McCaffrey can do that. He's just not as talented as Jordy Bohannon.
Right.
You know, you're not going to Connor McCaffrey to win you a basketball.
Right, exactly. Because, I mean, it was that spotlight moment was Jordy was known for.
Yeah.
But the fact that when they moved him from his normal spotlight position, he wasn't the same player. I mean, it was, so it's going to be interesting. My thing with this, because, I mean, we could stay here and we could talk about Chris Murray. We could talk about A.J. Green. The question is are they that different in, how do I say it, in development of who they are? How does AJ make the decision to stay, but Chris made decision to go back?
Because I'm not so sure that AJ...
Stay in the draft.
I'm not so sure that AJ Green can go back in, even if he went to Iowa State.
Or Duke, yeah.
Because I don't think he was going to go to Duke. I think he was going to go to Iowa State.
I know.
And... He might have. I don't think he could have duplicated his numbers because it's not the same kind of system. He had more free reign.
So you think it would have been a step backwards for him?
Not so much a step backwards for him, but it wasn't going to make him any better.
Okay.
He wasn't going to Iowa State. Wasn't going to make him a better player. He
wasn't
going
to put him. Wasn't going to throw him into the lottery.
It's going to make Iowa State a better team.
Exactly.
But it wasn't making him a better player. Chris Murray can go back and become a better player.
And develop more to be a better
Absolutely.
Player for the NBA.
There was nothing that as good a coach as TJ is, there was nothing that he could do that Ben Jacobson couldn't do. And, I mean, that's just, he's here.
Okay. Can you, you want me to go out? Can you do the show by yourself for a minute?
No, I'll go get him.
No, you're good. Bye-bye.
You had your shot at stardom right there. Yeah, we'll get back to that when they pop in here. I had one other one today too. So I thought about, I talked a little bit yesterday about Zach LaVine and the Bulls, and that the Bulls were 50-50 on giving him a max deal. That Chicago Bulls team is a team that needs a leader, and I'll be curious to see what Andrew says. I don't know if Zach LaVine is the leader that I would give a max contract to, because you give him a max contract and he has to be the dude, and I don't know if he can be the dude. So I'll be curious to see what he has to say about that. I also did want to mention, I saw this, I know the Dowling Catholic soccer team got beat before they got to get to state. I want to give a shout out. Emma Gipple had been playing goalie for the Dowling Catholic girls team through some injuries. I don't know the last time Emma Gipple played soccer. I don't know if Emma Gipple even played soccer before in her life. But with injuries, they brought her in, and from what people have said, she did a wonderful job at being goalie. So I wanted to give Emma Gipple a little love. So I'll get Andrew, get him, I'll hit that.
So I wait, leave, and you're talking NBA, and I come back.
Well, I was going to talk NBA, and then I thought, well, that's dumb if I talk NBA and Andrew's not.
Oh, no, we were talking yet. College basketball.
Yeah.
So.
Andrew, how are you?
We're doing all right. It's already Thursday.
It is Thursday.
Well, pretty much it's Friday.
It's Friday because I do not have to. I don't have the show tomorrow. So, yeah.
You want to do it, me and you?
Yeah, might as well.
No, I'm good. I got a thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so where I started, and then we'll talk about the playoffs. The Chicago Bulls have a very difficult decision to make. Is Zach LaVine the dude? Is he a dude that is going to take them to my gosh, I got too many phones. Is
he's important.
Is he the dude that deserves a max contract to take the Chicago Bulls to the next level? I just don't think he is.
Yeah. And I don't really understand why they, is it like the need of, you know, like just money that they can't keep both? Because I mean, you know, you heard it all over, like, you know, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown couldn't, you know, play together because there's only one ball, but you need two superstars.
Right.
Like, you can't not have, you know, two all-stars on your team and expect to, you know, win a playoff series.
But Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum had to understand that neither one of them, if they stay together, neither one of them is getting a max contract. They're going to get like 85% of a max contract, mm-hmm. which still is a big.
Yeah.
And here's the, so help me with the Boston Celtics coach's name.
Don't even want to try. Just say
Coach Ime. Mm-hmm. The reason he got the Boston job is he walked in and told them, I will make Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum be the best tandem in the NBA. Give mm-hmm. me this year, you'll see it. Wait till 2 years down the line and watch what I do with these two players. And that's the reason they gave him the job.
Yeah. But I, you know, what I've never understood is, I mean, you have to assume that, you know, for example, Steph and Clay, are they both not getting max deals? Because,
well, Clay's never going to get another max deal because of his injury.
Right.
I mean, that cost him. And Steph's already in his max deal. And mm-hmm. his max deal was for like 15 years. So he's not going to get another one. Mm-hmm. So I don't know the answer. I just don't know.
At the same time, who are they going to send Zach LaVine to give him a max deal?
Right. And that's the one. And who can they get back for him? And it also depends on, you know, does Lonzo Ball come back healthy? I mean, when Lonzo Ball was healthy and they had Caruso coming off the bench mm-hmm. and doing all that, the Chicago Bulls were fun to watch and a really good basketball team. I don't know if that is still can still be said.
I mean, I don't think that it's do or die that they would need to keep, you know, both. I mean, they're going to be fine. I mean, they have having a solid center in the NBA right now, like that's what sets teams apart. And they have Vucevic, and he's worthy of it. I mean, I'm sure that he had a max deal when he was in Orlando, but you don't need to have both of them, especially if you get Lonzo back and you're going to have Caruso right. being able to come off. And I don't know.
No, I agree with that. At the beginning of the playoffs, if I'd have told you Boston and Golden State would be in the finals, your best answer would have been?
I wouldn't have been surprised, but I would have been a little bit surprised on the route that got them there. You know, I mean, it's tough to say that, you know, you wouldn't think that, you know, the Bucks. It's basically every team that the Celtics had to play, they could have been the other team in that Eastern Conference final. So it makes sense. I'm more surprised with the Celtics just because of the path they had to take to get there.
I didn't think they could beat Milwaukee without home court.
I mean, that's got to be, I don't know what the metrics are on it, but that's got to be one of the toughest routes to ever been taken to a
finals. I mean, their easiest games that they, not easy, but on paper, their easiest was playing the Miami Heat.
The Nets, honestly.
Because the Nets were, you know, they've been betting underdogs in all three. People had Milwaukee, people had Brooklyn, and people had Miami. Not as many people had Miami as the other two.
And now they're the favorite. Or am I wrong there?
No, they are the betting favorite right now.
By quite a bit, I feel like.
Because of the path.
Well, I think because of the path and just because the Eastern Conference, I think I'll get both of your takes on this. I think this is the all-out. Is it better to be an offensive, smooth team or a defensive, smash-mouth team? Because I think that's what Boston is, and I think Golden State's a smooth team. And which system wins?
Any team can score in the NBA. The hardest part is getting them to stop, you know, the other greatest players in the world.
And the top two defenses in the league, Boston, Golden State.
Miami.
Warriors are actually a 3.5-point favorite. It is Warriors.
If it was at home.
Right. Yeah. But tonight. They're not. Yeah.
For the series. Gotcha. Yeah.
And betting money. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Andrew just jumped in here with us as well. You're listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Wow. Be right back.
A man who lives and breathes Iowa sports. Steen on sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Two Steens and Scott.
Two Steens, yeah.
For the next two segments here. You're listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans, bringing you your sports your way every day. Got my brother Scott here, my son Andrew here.
That makes me Uncle Scott, just so you know.
Just so you know.
Yeah, don't ever call me that.
Yeah. Twitter is at Happy Hour Sports. Oh no, Happy Hour _SS. Scott Brower _13. Andrew Steenblock _75 or just 75?
It's Andrew Steen 75, but Andrew I don't tweet much.
You don't tweet much. You're
a lurker.
You're a what?
Lurker.
Oh, you look at social media and you, whatever you do.
I was going to say, I thought he was restricted for certain areas, but otherwise, never mind.
So. Oh, I am at Steen on Sports, and we are at 1700 The Champ, which is who brings this show forward. Okay, just straight up, no betting line, no anything. Andrew, who's winning this NBA championship?
Who's going to win?
Yes.
The Celtics are. Because there's no other reason why.
He's a Bostonian.
It's a funny video. But yeah, Scott, Celtics.
I'm going with him. I think it's supposed to be because everybody is, you know, Golden State's on their path, blah, blah. But like we just talked about, the path that it took the Celtics to go through to get here, I'm going to go Celtics.
I'm going to go Warriors, and I'm going Warriors for the only reason is that the Celtics are beat up, and I don't think you can get healthy in the finals. And the reason they're beat up is maneuverability. You know, Marcus Smart has a bad ankle, Williams has a bad knee, Horford has a bad knee, and what's Golden State going to make you do? Run from corner to corner, to side to corner to corner, and shoot shots.
So, and the Celtics will do that gladly. I mean, they're the, in my opinion, the toughest teams in the league.
They're the number one defense. They're
sprint
tough.
Like their heads are, you know, flying off.
They have the epitome of their coach, And Golden State's the exact opposite. They play tough defense. Their transition defense is unbelievable because of their speed and agility. They switch on everything because they're all the same. And they are the epitome of their coach. They play the way Steve Kerr wants to play basketball. So it's going to be it's two different styles, even though there's a lot of talent on the floor, because I'm a huge Jason Tatum fan. I think he is one of the top three or four players in the league. He's young. I mean, what is he? He's 22, 23 years old.
I think he might have just turned 24.
Yeah.
Because me and him are almost the same age.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's incredible what he's already done in his career. And it all depends on if Marcus Smart, if Steph Curry averages 30 points a game in this series over. They got to keep him. They got to keep him in the low 20s.
Right.
And with the injuries right now, or quote-unquote injuries with the Celtics, you know, it's not nothing too serious. Like, they might miss, like, a game at a time between, you know, Marcus Smart, Grant Williams, Al Horford. They're going to – I mean, this is the series to, you know, waive those injuries. Like, they're going to play through them.
I agree with that.
Because they're going to have the whole offseason to get back, and they're not going to leave anything on the court.
And one of the things that I think is the difference between the three teams that they played, because they went through a gauntlet, I agree with you. The Nets had Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. And the Bucks had Giannis. They didn't have Chris Middleton, so they really didn't have they had a Batman, didn't have a Robin. And the Miami Heat had Jimmy Butler, who could go 10 for 12 or he could go 5 for 18. And Tyler Hero was hurt. These guys have Jordan Poole, Klay Thompson, and Steph Curry and others that are going to put shots up. And they're not going to miss open. Miami missed in that last, that's a 7-game series. Miami missed more open looks that I've ever seen an NBA team miss.
Right.
So it's going to be interesting.
But the Warriors, I mean, they have had those games. I mean, I think it was, I don't know what series, might have been the Grizzlies series. They missed their first 15 threes.
Oh, yeah. Well, and
they didn't have a three in the first half.
And here's the thing that they'll do that the Celtics and the Heat won't do. If the Warriors, let's say that Warriors are 2-0 or 1-1 and they go to Miami they go to Boston in that first game in Boston, at halftime they're down 30. They're going to go, okay, we're not going to come back from 30, so we'll play everybody else and we'll live another day. The Celtics, man, they fight. You know, the Miami Heat, they fight. No matter if they're down 30, they're fighting. The Warriors just go, yeah, California, we'll take this game off, and we'll go to the next game.
What'd you say earlier? That they play more of a fluid game.
They do. I mean, it's...
And it is very Steve Kerr, yes.
And it is a lot like him. I love the Boston Celtic coach, though. Mm-hmm. So I was happy when he got the job. A Nick Nurse kind of disciple guy of... He's kind of the... We talk in football. There are NFL football teams who scheme people open. That's what the Golden State Warriors do. They scheme people open. The Boston Celtics guy schemes defenses to get you off balance.
Right.
And make somebody – so the person – I guess I should have said it the other way. If Jordan Poole averages 26 points a game in this series, I think the Golden State Warriors win, because he's going to be the guy they're going to leave open. He's going to be their Tyler Hero. They left Tyler Hero open, and he wasn't healthy enough to hit his shots. And so it didn't hurt them to leave him open. If you leave Jordan Poole open and he hits his shots, I don't think they can beat the Warriors. But it's going to be a great series, and I am more of a Steph Curry, Jason Tatum fan and want to watch them play. And I'll be happy for either one than I am a team that I'm rooting for.
Is this Warriors team, in your opinion, better than, you know, the 15-16 team? And why? You think that Andre Iguodala is better than Andrew Wiggins and that Harrison Barnes is better than Jordan Poole? At least that era, Harrison Barnes?
Maybe I would say they're better now, because I think people underestimate Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah.
And I don't care. People don't like Draymond Green. A lot of people don't like Draymond. I love Draymond Green. And Draymond Green, when he is done playing, he is Colin Cowherd and Dan Patrick and Stephen A. Smith bunched together. I've never heard somebody do a better podcast than Draymond Green has done. Mm-hmm. I've listened to a bunch of them in the last 3 weeks. He is unbelievable. His knowledge and how he takes that knowledge and explains it and you know, says some of the reason he does some of the things he does. He says, listen, there's a bunch of prima donnas in the NBA, and if you don't treat them like a prima donna, they get angry. And guess what? Guess what they do when they're a prima donna and they get angry? They don't play well. He goes, I don't even have to hardly do anything anymore. He goes, when I first came to the league, I had to do a lot of stuff to make somebody mad at me. Mm-hmm. He goes, now it's different, but they don't play well.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, Iguodala, I mean, great player, but Wiggins obviously is, in my opinion, better than him.
People forget that Wiggins is 6'8". I forgot that he was 6'8".
Yeah, but then, like, with the Harrison Barnes, I mean, yes, Harrison Barnes, total, better than Jordan Poole, but in those playoff series, Harrison was MIA.
Right, and he couldn't hit an open three.
And the playoffs is where Jordan Poole has been thriving. So
yep.
I will say that the bench with that, you know, 15-16 Warriors team was a lot better just because, you know, Sean Livingston, I would get just – I would hold my breath every time because he could not miss a mid-range jump shot. No. Every single time that shot. But, you know, Gary Payton Jr. is not Sean Livingston.
No. The thing that I always think is if they had James Wiseman and he was healthy, just run up and down the floor. You're talking about a 7'1" guy with a wingspan almost 8 feet that just runs up and down the floor. They just haven't had him. If they had him this year, they'd have been really fun to watch.
Yeah. And Kevon Looney has stepped up. I mean,
he's played great.
Pulling in 20 boards a game in these playoffs. I mean,
and this has always been Andrew Scott. This has been Andrew and I's, you know, I get, and I've changed my tune. I've put LeBron James in the top three all time. I've changed that. But LeBron James didn't change basketball because there's one LeBron James. There's not another athlete in the NBA that you can look to. I mean, LeBron James and Karl Malone are the same size. LeBron might be a little thicker. Karl Malone couldn't run an offense. Karl Malone couldn't do the things that LeBron did. And I've always had this argument with Andrew, he doesn't believe in it, that Steph Curry changed basketball because Steph Curry made a lot of people change. Steph Curry is the reason there's Caitlin Clark.
Right.
You learn to shoot the ball, and you learn to shoot the ball from range that they give you. Like, hey, they give you an extra point from shooting out there. Learn to shoot from out there. I mean, Steph Curry is brought a whole new level of player into the league, mm-hmm. shooting three-pointers.
He also came into the league at a good time to do that. Like, yeah, in the social media era. I mean, you know.
And he's not great on social media, but he's okay on social media.
Well, it's just from, not like him being on social media, but just like seeing Steph Curry.
Yeah.
Yeah, the exposure part of it. Like, you know, right. If you were seeing Ray Allen or Reggie Miller, you know, today, they'd be, you know, changing the game as well because they're, you know, shooting threes. But Ray Allen's also going to dunk on your face.
Right, but Ray Allen was 6'7", and Reggie Miller was 6'6". Steph Curry's 6 foot.
He's 6'3", and I don't think Ray Allen's 6'7".
He's 6'6", 6'7". I think he played small forward.
Shooting guard.
this is our typical. Yeah.
Exactly. He's listed as 6'2". I don't think he's 6'2".
Steph Curry? No way. Maybe if he has lifters in his shoes. But I wouldn't want to be 6 foot either. So, no. It's going to be fun. And in our household, I think we would take either or because
I would not take the Warriors to win. That would be the last thing that I want to have happen.
Really?
Yeah. You know how many times I had to watch the Warriors and my Cavs and my LeBron in the finals just ruin my life?
I remember it ruined mine because I remember
anti-fan via association. Yeah, nice. I like that.
I thought we had just buried the Cavs again. When we stole the ball and we went down and LeBron made that block. That's the greatest block I've ever seen in NBA history.
Yeah.
And the if he wouldn't have made that block, the Golden State Warriors would be one of the greatest teams of all time because what do they have now? I mean, Steph Curry has four.
Three.
He has four. He has four. And they've been 7 out of 9 championship series now, or 6 out of 8 or 7 out of 9. It's one of the two that they've been in the finals.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was 14 15 15 16 16 17 17. It was 5 in a row and they won 4 out of 5.
Yeah, and then
they played the Raptors and they lost, so they've been to 6 finals.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and also I want the Celtics to win because I want the trend to continue of a new champion every year. I would like that too.
And a different style. And I really like the coach, and I'm not a huge Steve Kerr fan. So And it has the Nana factor too.
Hi, Nana.
Hi, Nana. Love you, Nana. Because, you know, the Boston
DJ.
And that's what he does all the time. Now, DJ's like, what? Where's that?
Who is it? Someone's here.
So I'm trying to think if I want which way I want to go here. Dustin Johnson leaving the PGA Tour and going to the LIV is what to you?
No, I don't want to say I don't care, but it's like, you know, PGA is still going to be the PGA.
Right.
You know.
And he gets $125 million.
Yeah. Some of my friends sent that in to me the other day, and I wasn't on Twitter that day, so I'm like, I have no idea what they're talking about. But who else was it? Sergio did the same thing.
Yeah,
Sergio
a bunch of those. A lot of the European players. Yeah. And they have, you know, they had a dual thing with the PGA anyway, and they don't care. And a lot of the guys that are actually doing it will still get invited to the Masters and still get invited to the U.S. Open because they
want it.
Right.
Right.
So they're going to get invited back in there.
Well, and the cool thing with Dustin Johnson, when he wins, his wife comes out. So that's always a good thing. Yeah. So.
Did you watch Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen?
I did not, but I heard that, was it Aaron Rodgers almost hit Josh Allen in the cart, or is it Josh Allen almost hit Aaron Rodgers?
I think it was Josh Allen almost hit Aaron Rodgers in the cart.
Yeah.
Josh, you and I could have played, and we'd have played just as well as Josh Allen played. He did not play well at all.
Well, he gets a pass.
Yeah,
he's
Josh Allen.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
And then he's decent on the football field.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad for a guy from Wyoming.
I'm excited to see that Bills and Chiefs game in October.
Yeah, you get to go to that, don't you? Who are you going to that with?
Just a few of my Iowa State buddies.
Yep. That'll be...
Going down to Arrowhead?
Yeah. Nice. A couple of my friends, they have places like 10 minutes from the stadium. So.
And you're going as a Buffalo Bill fan?
I'm going with my Chiefs Kingdom stuff.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I was going to say, because they're... what's the word I'm looking for?
The Bills Mafia.
Passionate. Passionate when you go down to KC with other apparel on.
Yeah.
If you had to pick today, you could have Draymond or you could have Marcus Smart. Who would you take?
Marcus Smart.
Would you?
Yeah. I mean, he's got like, you know, what, five, six years on him?
If you took the years off and it was just the player, who would you take?
Marcus Smart.
Would you? Mm-hmm. I can buy into that. I really do think I could buy into that. LeBron today, we Scott and I talked a little bit about it, since you're a LeBron guy, became the first actual player playing still that has a net worth over $1 billion. Michael had his first billion when he was after he retired. Kobe was a couple of years after he passed away. Mm-hmm. Magic Johnson was a few years afterwards. LeBron coming the first one. To do that. And for Scott here, we have 20 seconds before we get to our last segment. Fitzmagic retiring today means what to Andrew John Steenblok?
You know who he is?
Yeah, Fitzmagic? Yeah. He spent the time on your Dolphins.
Well, yeah,
he spent a little time there.
He's the beard, man.
Yeah.
He was.
Hate to see him leave, but hate to see him go, love to watch him leave.
There you go.
Yeah.
He's
going to be on Thursday Night Football. He's going to be a delight to listen to.
Oh, on Amazon. That's going to be
a ton of fun.
That's going
to be a good time.
All right. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We got one more segment left. Andrew's in here. Scott's in here. I'm in here. You're listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. We're bringing your sports your way every day. Be right back.
Project Shine Champ, Central Iowa's home for sports talk radio. Steen on Sports, real sports talk for real sports fans.
Last segment.
You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. My partner Scott sitting across from me, my son Andrew sitting on the other side. You are listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, real sports talk for real sports fans. Check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Scott Brower underscore 13, at Andrew Steen 75, and at Happy Hour underscore SS. That's a lot. This next segment is brought to you by Northwest Bank, two locations in Ankeny, one in West Des Moines. New branch in Ames, three locations in Omaha, and many, many more across the state. Commitment you can count on. Taking care of your personal, business, mortgage, agriculture, wealth management, and private banking. go in, tell them Steen sent you, open up an account, and see what that commitment does get for you. And what it does is you're going to walk in, you're going to take care of everything you need to, and then you don't have to worry about it because you have someone that has your best interests at heart. It's so much fun. So once again, Northwest Bank, member FDIC. We teed off on, I can't remember if we teed off on 17 or 18. I think it was 17. And it was our first hole, and it was Northwest Bank. And it was one of the...
morning holes where you had margaritas?
They had margaritas, and they had Bloody Marys. And I can't remember what his name and the gal. That's why I'm old.
It's okay.
Anyway, so I just kind of walked up. Northwest Bank, one location in two locations in Ankeny, one in West Des Moines, and he just automatically said, "Steen, how are you?"
That's
like,
awesome.
I'm doing really well.
That is awesome.
It's a great bank, great people.
Just a question for Andrew here. Palmer Group, correct? We say hi to them as well.
Yeah, we didn't say hi to Palmer Group today because I just missed
what'd
it
I
by
do?
One.
What'd
well,
I
no, just, not. I mean, with you
so
being working for Palmer Group.
Here's the first thing. Saturday, before Macy has confirmation, we have Sam Leto's graduation party, so I'm hoping you'll go with me.
Yeah.
So we can go see David with Palmer Group. I saw yesterday, Mom sent a thing yesterday. So Austin Palmer started Palmer Group back in 1998. Him and his wife have been splitting time between here and Arizona pretty much since I've known them. And the boys all live down there. And they had their house up for sale. So that's kind of sad. You know, it's kind of nice just every once in a while to get to see the Palmers.
Yep.
Started Palmer Group, now an employee-owned company, a pretty big company for what they do. How many other companies in Iowa do what Palmer Group do? Any idea?
A lot.
No, it's quite a few.
Yeah.
But the same size or?
And we're probably one of like the smaller ones. A lot
really?
Of them are like national companies.
National companies yeah. that come in and do what you guys do.
But I'll not name no free ads.
No, not naming. No, I didn't want to. Don't.
We're the only one.
You just
actually, Palmer Group is the only employment firm in Iowa.
There you go.
Just moved areas of expertise. Didn't you just move into mortgage banking?
I moved away from mortgage and banking.
Oh, you moved away from
the
it.
Engineering and construction field.
Oh, look at you go.
Yeah.
That means you're versatile and you're a heck of an employee, right?
Something like that.
Yep. And there may be a discrepancy in starting pay in some of those fields.
I thought I was going to say, if you're talking about Andrew, you're like, you know these are on, right?
So, no, I'm not talking about Andrew. We don't mention those things. No. It's the really fun thing. For me, with them, with Palmer Group, with Andrew, is when he came home, one of the first times that he had switched to engineering, they went to Marshalltown, went to a business that hadn't had a business in it for quite some time, and how they changed that business into the 21st century or 22nd right. century, and now are doing things that they never thought, that building never thought they would see those things, and it shows what engineering is doing across the country, going to places where they don't need to build a new building on a new plot of land. They want to go in.
Well, it sounds like the exterior facade did not match the, oh my, inside, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like the parts of it were still like the, the older, version of it. But then you take like, 100 yards in and you go, well, I'm now in somewhere in California in Silicon Valley.
So. Yeah, in Silicon Valley. Yeah. It's like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Well, it's like when we toured Craig Jig
yeah.
out there. I mean, that is a phenomenal facility.
Yeah.
I mean...
And one of those things, and I actually, we haven't really got to talk since then. The simple fact that the guy didn't want, his wife didn't want to see a nail or a screw when putting
cabinet facing
right. together.
Becomes a...
He come up with an idea.
A massive
that is,
Iowa company.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. Crazy stuff.
Exactly.
That'd be a cool, I don't know if Craig Toole, have you ever heard of Craig?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Amazing company.
Yep. Love to hear that it was started in Huxley, that they're keeping stuff in Huxley, but their worldwide headquarters is between Ankeny and
yeah.
Des Moines there.
Yeah.
So
it's a heck of a building too.
Speaking of Iowa stuff, I got a question for you.
Okay.
because they're announcing that you have to use your Iowa zip code to get under the lottery to get the this year's Field of Dream tickets.
Ooh.
Okay. Now, yes, it was amazing last year. Yes, they're never going to redo, you know, I mean,
Kevin Costner's not coming back.
They're not going to recreate every year what they had last year. I mean, it's normal people had tears in their eyes. It is, but they're not going to see the ticket prices that they out.
No,
you know who the teams are, correct?
It's
the Chicago Cubs
and the White Sox
and the Reds
and the Reds.
The Cubs are 10 games back. The Reds are 13 and a half games back. I mean, yeah, it's how much? I mean, is it
the Cubs thing would make it interesting?
Okay,
the Reds thing doesn't help.
No, I hope they don't have the drop off that
oldest teams,
right?
So it kind of fits, but yeah.
Okay. Then with that being said, do you think it's less about the teams and more about the environment?
Yeah, I do. I think that's what they need to sell. They need to sell the environment. And the reason they're doing all the things around it that everybody's so disgusted about is it's not enough to get you there for 4 hours. They wanted to figure out a way to get you right there for 3 days. Right. And I think that's a good thing. And I think if you want to bring in money and you want to still keep the mystique of it,
right,
put baseball and softball fields up there and have them teams come and let them see these things. And every night, play the darn thing on a huge right screen outside.
Because I'm also one of those guys that looks at it it's not that they're building hotels around a 400-year-old church. No. It's a movie set.
It's a movie set. That's
and
all.
And they're trying to get people to spend money around a movie set.
And you know what? The first time I saw it, before it was the phenomenon that it is now, I'm like, that was a really good movie.
Oh, you got to walk into everybody's got to walk into the corn come out, yeah, though. I mean, it's
I've done it. I had the kids. We walked. We drove in, walked through the corn, did the whole thing on our way to Chicago. So I do not begrudge them what they're doing. No.
So you'll still. It's not so much who's playing the game. You'll still watch to see the ambiance of the Field of Dreams game.
Now, see, I would like, and I don't know. I mean, I'd need someone to help. I mean, that would be a fun place. Now, last year you couldn't do it because it was national history, but to go up and do a show from there now when it's less and that's you can just sit there and talk about the Field of Dreams and stuff, that'd be really cool. Right. That'd be a fun place to do a remote from, but right. I don't know.
Well, we've got it. What we're going over to do Iowa Speedway.
We are going to practice rounds and that's going to be fun.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's going to be a good time.
Quick question here.
Okay.
How much older do you guys think LeBron James is than Steph Curry?
How much older is LeBron James than Steph Curry?
7.
11.
3.
Whoa.
How old is Steph? Steph Curry's 35.
He's about to turn 35, but he's 34 and LeBron's 37 right now. He's about to turn 38.
Yep. Wow.
Yeah, 3 years. And they're separate. It reminds me of like this tweet I just pulled up. It's, Steph right now is 17,000 points and 4,600 assists behind LeBron during the regular season. You know, and if Steph doubled his career playoff points tonight, he'd still be 1,000 points and 300 assists behind LeBron.
No, I get that. So there's no doubt in statistical-wise because LeBron had to score what he scored in the playoffs to get them wins.
They're just not on the same.
Well, he's had a longer career, been in the NBA longer as well, though, because he started his career sooner than.
Yeah.
Yeah, Steph was a four-year a four-year kid.
Where do you go to college?
Davidson.
There you go. Good job.
So,
well, that's
and I don't think that Steph's. I don't think that he's won a Finals MVP yet either.
He has not. That's the one thing he does not have.
Yeah. So big stage, and you're going to give it to Andre Iguodala or Kevin Durant
and Andre Iguodala probably. Andre Iguodala probably didn't deserve that one. I think that was probably. And I don't. I think
Andre Iguodala won that MVP because he held LeBron to a triple double.
Right.
Held him to 30 points a game.
And Steph scored 30 points a game and didn't get the MVP.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Yeah, whatever. They're both going to go down. I don't even – right now, Steph's not even in the top 10 all time. He's close. He's right on the periphery of being there.
All right. We talked about it earlier. Were you on – probably have. Were you on team Depp or team Hurd? Which where'd you go?
I couldn't care less.
I love him.
I couldn't care less. I have no idea in the world who she even is. And now that I've heard things about her,
she's Mara from Aquaman. Oh, come on.
Jason Momoa. Oh, okay.
No, she's not Jason Momoa.
I know. Jason Momoa.
Close. Wow. Close.
Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Goes. That's what we do on Thursdays. That's my brother Scott. That's my son Andrew. Thank you for joining us today. You're listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. See you Monday.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ.